Since European settlers first arrived, Indigenous peoples in what is now called Canada have sought to retain and regain control of their land and governance. Treaties are one tool that Indigenous peoples are using to achieve that control. Since the 1970s, modern treaties have been negotiated between Canada and Indigenous peoples. Today, there are 25 modern treaties being implemented, and many more are in the negotiation stage. There are usually three parties to a modern treaty: the Indigenous organization, the Government of Canada, and a provincial or territorial government. This video focuses on the role of the Government of Canada.
We bring a primary responsibility for the Crown on behalf of all Canadians to make sure that we engage honorably, to make sure that all of our duties are fulfilled, and to make sure that we have the types of conversation that will set the future for reconciliation, that will set the future for a respectful relationship, and to make sure that we will all succeed together.
The federal government plays a significant role in modern treaties and in ensuring the implementation of modern treaties. As many know, modern treaties are largely trilateral in nature, and each signatory has an important role to play. The federal government is one of the signatories, but because of how the government works, our role is a little bit different in that we represent the Crown as one, but there are many departments that have to work together to uphold the honor of the Crown.
The Government of Canada negotiates and implements modern treaties on behalf of the federal Crown. In other episodes, we talk about why Indigenous peoples enter into modern treaties. But what motivates Canada to spend decades negotiating and implementing them? Canada negotiates modern treaties as a way to reconcile Indigenous rights with the sovereignty of the Crown. Indigenous Canadians have constitutionally protected rights to their land and the legally established right to self-government. When an Indigenous organization makes a land claim, the Government of Canada cannot simply ignore it.
Navigating through the work that the federal government does around treaties is complex. There are many, many governments and many government departments that actually are involved in making sure that our treaties are implemented and that Canada upholds its duties. So one of the things that I do is try to bring all that those federal departments and agencies together to make sure that they understand the commitments that Canada has made and that we're actually fulfilling them.
The approach of the Government of Canada to Indigenous land claims has changed dramatically since the first treaty was negotiated in the 1970s and will no doubt continue to change. And Indigenous organizations continue to assert their rights to their land and to govern themselves.